Deldoc continues to struggle with pandemic-related revenue decreases as fewer people drive and use public transit. Secretary Nicole Majewski told lawmakers on the Joint Finance Committee Monday the agency is seeking a $61 million increase to its budget for 2022. Most of that is to resume a subsidy to the Delaware Transit Corporation that was covered by federal CARES Act funding this year. The department is expected to get another $80 million from the latest round of relief last December, but Majewski says they don't know yet how they'll be able to spend that money and if it can once again help cover the revenue gap.
If they have the same parameters as they did last year with that CARES Act funding, we could use that again to kind of offset some anticipated revenue losses on the transit side and then use that towards the subsidy. But again, we need to see those parameters from FTA first.
Around $1.5 million of new funding DelDOT is asking for will go toward the final stage of transitioning all DMV employees from casual seasonal to full-time equivalent. JFC co-chair Trey Pardee applauds the move, saying there shouldn't have been two tiers of employment in the first place, and this should help solve the high turnover rates in those positions. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.